Love is a journey. Where's our relationship going? Where are we? We're at a crossroads. We can't turn back now. Sometimes it's a sea voyage and is on the rocks. Sometimes it's a train trip and is on the wrong track or derailed entirely. Sometimes love is a car journey and we are spinning our wheels on a dead-end street after having traveled a long, bumpy road. Doesn't anybody ever get to the destination? Ah, well. Life is also a journey. Long, dull stretches, dead ends, unexpected turns, and changes of itinerary. A mathematical proof is a journey. It proceeds in steps. Actually, you can think of almost anything as a journey. I contend that you can view almost everything as a journey because all of human thought is built on journeys. Here's the origin story. From the earliest times, territorial animals have had to plan their journeys around their territories. Otherwise, they'd just be doing random walks and would be lucky to find their way home again. What abilities do they need in order to do that planning? As a computer person, I'll rephrase the question as, what would you need to be able to program planning and carrying out these journeys? Well, first, you need a memory of landmarks, the locations. You need to be able to imagine them and recognize them. You need reasons to visit or avoid locations. In humans, and by inference in other animals, this is handled by emotions. You need to remember actions you can take, turning this way or that, and what places those actions lead to. It also greatly helps to be able to place locations on an imagined two-dimensional plane. From these, you can know a territory and plan trips through it. From these journeys through territory comes concrete operational thought, imagining and manipulating tangible things. When we add language, we get abstractions, which gives us formal operational thought. But the underlying mechanisms are the same. Evolution doesn't replace, it adapts. When we think our lofty thoughts, we're still imagining perceptible things that form a mental model of what we are talking about. Abstractions ride on tangible images. Why care? I'll tell you why I care. I love ideas that are like pebbles dropped into a pool, the ripples spreading outwards, touching other things, seemingly far apart, and causing secondary ripples to spread from those things. The metaphor, thought is a journey, is such a pebble. Here's a sampling of the things I connect. In my youth, I sought a life of pure, cold reason. Now I know that coldness is not motivating, and reason needs good mental images to ride on. When exploring an idea, it is better to draw a web diagram than to write a list. That is, spread the ideas out on a page, drawing lines between them as one idea leads to the next. This makes the collection of ideas into a territory with paths through it, utilizing your innate spatial and journeying abilities. When trying to explain something to somebody else, realize that the other person thinks in journeys like you. Describe a path from their territory to the new territory you want to lead them to. When trying to remember a story, don't try to memorize the words. Build a mental storyboard, a series of images of the scenes in the story. Then just go through the images one at a time, telling what you see. To memorize a sequence of arbitrary things, use the method of loci, locuses, if you prefer, supposedly invented by Simonides of Chaos. Take some path you know well, maybe through your house, and connect the things you want to remember to the things you would see on that walk. It helps if the connections are outlandish or risque. Then you merely need walk along the path mentally, stopping at each thing and seeing what you have connected to it. What about a spiritual journey? Is journey really the right metaphor for that? This caused me some problems because my thought is that the spiritual journey is mostly in the mind. But journeys are built on wandering through a physical territory. They require actual images. So what does that mean? Well, a lot of people seem to have dreams with an image that comes to mind that leads them along. A lot of people use images of gods or saints or Bible stories or some other scripture. Images of God may be what you need for a spiritual journey. And as a humanist, of course, I hate this idea. But there it is. I want you to remember this. Journey is the great metaphor. All thought is a journey. Remembering that can help you think more powerfully and to communicate more effectively with other people.